Hey, the weekend's here, everybody!
Yes! Yes.
And with the weekend comes football. The big game. What day? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday.
This determines who goes to the Super Bowl.
It is.
And there's one game on everyone's mind, especially Crisco's.
Yep, Kansas City.
Will Patrick Mahomes play?
That
on
is
Sunday?
A big, big deal.
No, it's the Packer game.
And Packers-Bucks.
Yeah, Packers-Bucks, huge deal. Crisco, a closet Packer fan. We had no idea.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It was on this very show, what, a week or two ago?
Go, Pack, go!
When that was uttered, and my goodness.
It was for a plan, for anybody listening.
Nope.
It was for a plan to get them to lose, and I'm confident it will bleed into this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Rudy and the Catwalkers, Richfield's finest garage band, decided to get together, and you used this as a source of inspiration for this new song.
Well, you guys know Dale, bass player and former roadie for Annie Lennox.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, he came to practice this week. He was very distraught. I don't know if you knew this about Dale. Dale used to live in New Orleans with his mom until they were displaced by Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, my God.
That's why he moved to Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh.
And this week, after his Saints were beaten by Tom Brady and he has to watch Drew Brees go off into the sunset, he said, you know what? The only thing I want this week is for that SOB Tom Brady to go down in flames. And since we got a new Packers fan in the midst, I think we got to go ahead and, get him pumped up. We got to make sure that Aaron Rodgers knows that he has one more on the bandwagon.
I will tell you. It's awful.
Yeah. Great song. Thank you. Behind the Music with Rudith.
There's a man out in Roseville, and his mom moved in again. Hanging on the losses of the Vikings to Green Bay. Now he's made up his mind. A Packer fan for all time, cheering for Aaron. Cheering for Aaron. Looking back, we all saw this coming, because Favre was his favorite number four. And now we traded in purple for the green and gold. And he'll know what it means to now cheer on a championship team. You can hear him scream, go Pack, go!
Go Pack, go!
And he left his favorite team out in the cold.
Go Pack, go!
His mom moved in so he doesn't live alone. And he's made up his mind. A Packer fan for all time.
Go Pack, go!
He's cheering for Aaron.
Two guarantees I can give you on this day.
Yeah.
This Friday.
Uh-huh.
If the Packers win this weekend, I will buy a Packers jersey to burn it.
Oh.
On the radio.
Jeez.
I will burn it. And number two, here's what you're bringing on now.
Yeah.
If the Packers win, I'm going to have to call Pop Buchmann.
Oh.
The guy who cursed the Packers for years and years and years, just didn't do it long enough.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to get my buddy Pop Buchmann back on the radio.
Yeah, he's asked you not to call him anymore.
Yeah, that guy's name is Travis. He lives in Elk River, okay?
No, no, Rudy, it's Pop Buchmann.
So, Crisco, will you and your mom sit on the couch and watch the game together? Is she a football fan? Or
I will tell you this. This is going to upset you for the song.
What?
She's no longer with me.
Uh-huh. For what, last night?
No.
She went home to get her new jammies and she'll be back.
I mean, I'm not even kidding you guys. It's been 2 weeks.
Oh, it's because you ran out of lotion and she couldn't get her feet rubbed by you.
Yeah, God, please don't bring that up.
What?
Nobody wants to.
Nobody need a little Jergens.
Nobody wants to touch those rhino feet. I'm kidding, Mom, if you're listening.
Those rhino feet.
I mean, Ryan knows the discomfort of rubbing a foot of somebody who's worked at the post office. You think ballerina dancers have bad feet? Oh, man.
That's a weird thing you two have in common, rubbing your mother's feet.
Take a shoe off of a post person, and that is like a car crash.
It's a mail carrier?
A post person now, they like to be called.
Okay. Well, go Pack Go, Rudy. I'm rooting for you.
Blow just Pack Blow.
I want to see this happen.
Oh, man.
Me too.
Yeah, this is a win-win because if the Packers win, they go to the Super Bowl, and if they lose, he gets a Tom Brady tattoo on his back.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you. I will do that 100% because it will mean that all the Packer fans have to feel the misery of a Vikings fan and not win a championship game.